U.S. military troops in New Orleans cleared the last people from the Louisiana Superdome and the city's convention center this weekend. The two sites had become squalid and dangerous places in recent days as tens of thousands of people gathered, first for protection from Hurricane Katrina and then from the floods that engulfed New Orleans in the following days. NPR's Philip Davis was at the Superdome yesterday and filed this report.
There's still water around the Louisiana Superdome in New Orleans, water so high and so filthy that the best way to get to the city's biggest refugee shelter is to hop a ride on a military truck.
You got them all? Yeah. All right, man, hold on. Hold on, mister.
Yeah,
hold on real quick.
It's 2 p.m. on Saturday afternoon. As we travel through the flooded streets, the National Guard truck passes a grim sight. In the Superdome garage, there's a body laying on the concrete, wrapped in a plaid blanket, a Bible balanced on his chest. But at the Superdome itself, there's a welcome sight. Almost all the refugees are gone. Instead of thousands, perhaps just hundreds of bedraggled refugees are waiting outside the dome for the last buses to transport them out of town. Lieutenant Colonel Gordon Ellis, a no-nonsense, mustachioed officer who had just arrived 48 hours earlier from Ohio, was managing the effort.
Our time here, we've been able to accomplish that mission, and we've been able to see the number of personnel who are waiting for buses reduced, and we've been able to clear this area now, and we now have cleared the area in and around the Superdome.
The storm victims were grateful, but many were angry that what turned out to be a simple operation, once there were buses and gas, had taken so long. Wanda Peck was wandering the increasingly empty area in a torn house dress.
They should have been here. I'm sorry, they had counted 40 buses the other day and taken two at a time, buses at a time going to Texas or whatever. I feel if they would have did the buses the way they should, we would have been out of here no later than Thursday. This place would have been clear.
The anger was even more palpable at the New Orleans Convention Center, where thousands had waited until Friday before even getting meals and water, when the First National Guard arrived. Trenika Gardner, a young sheriff's deputy whose only goal now was to get out of town, said she too was grateful for the food, but wondered where the long-promised buses were.
It's every day we here, we're getting out here today. And it's like, it's kind of redundant, because every day you build your hopes up, and then I know, for me personally, when night falls, I know we're not getting out of here.
But by the time evening fell, Trenika had gotten out of there. Yesterday afternoon, a convoy of hundreds of buses finally arrived at the convention center. And within 3 hours, all the thousands of people who had waited so patiently had been efficiently boarded on buses headed for shelters in Texas, Arkansas, and other states. 77-year-old Maud Wallace was one of the last to go.
Thank God. The Lord was good. Send somebody for the gifts, because we've been in up there for 5 days.
Where are you heading off to?
Anyway, I'm going along with the dry land.
With that, two of the worst epicenters of misery after Katrina, the Superdome and the Convention Center, were empty. But it's only the beginning. Now all the effort will turn to finding residents still scattered in the neighborhoods, whether alive or dead. Philip Davis, NPR News, Baton Rouge, Louisiana.